Did you approach, I'm going to jump ahead a few years to 2014. At the time when the anti-fracking ban initiative started, were you approached by them or did you approach?
Well, here's the thing. We actually can't jump ahead because there's a key part of the beginning of the story.
Fill it in, please.
From the beginning. Yeah. So when I first heard about fracking, it was 2009, 2010, and it's when Range Resources wanted to frack McKenna Park. And I had never heard of fracking. I didn't know what that was. But I was, like I said, already involved with some of the college kids and some of the other folks that were active on different issues. And there, one of my friends was running kind of a silly campaign, but he was running for city council, Andrew Teeter. And it was only about fracking. Like, that's what he just wanted to make sure people knew, because it was a new technology. People didn't know what it was. So they wanted to frack McKenna Park. So remember that McKenna Park not only is a park, but it's right by the hospital. It's right by a retirement home, and it's right by a community. So we knew that the permits before city council were going to come up. So Andrew Teeter and lots of us door knocked all of the neighborhoods right around there and invited people to come to the council meeting. And they came. Oh, there was a huge turnout to the council meeting. And of course, the council, this is a common tactic that we will see over the years. The council tabled the issue when learning that all these residents were there to speak out about this permit. So we went the next council meeting, they're every other week, so the next 2 weeks, and we still had some residents with us, but it wasn't as big of a turnout, but still people turned out. So it's like me and my college kid friends and then some neighborhood residents, and they tabled the issue again. So we went to a third council meeting, and it was basically just me and my friends. A lot of the residents hadn't shown up. The numbers were smaller, but there were still us. There's still a group of us there. And so they were tabling it for a third time. And so we realized this isn't working. They're just trying to wait us out till when we're not here.
What verbiage did they use to table the matter? I mean, what was the...
Oh, gosh. I don't remember. Honestly, at this point, we're talking, this is 10 years ago, and I'm ashamed to admit, sat through and been ignored at so many city council meetings that they all kind of blur together. But, so I'm not sure exactly what they said, but of course, all that is public record and would be in a video. We would be able to find it, and I'd probably even be able to find the date. So at this third council meeting, when we realize kind of what they're doing and that this is a political maneuver, we look at what's on the agenda, and there is an item on the council agenda about approving a new art sculpture for Denton, approving a new statue or like a sculpture or something. So me and my friends all signed up to speak on that issue, since the issue that we were there to speak on wasn't on the agenda. And so what that looked like is we would go up, council, very strict 3-minute time limit to speak. And it was something, every single person, it was something like, I definitely think Denton should get this statue. I also think that, and we would go into our rant about, don't ignore the residents of Denton, and we are against fracking, you know, all of that stuff.
You were sneaking it in there.
We were sneaking it in, and we did that a bunch of times, and they can't, you know, all they have is that you've signed up to speak on the statue. So although they suspect they aren't allowed to stop you until you're up there. So that's the first thing I can remember being like an act of protest or whatever you want to say about fracking in Denton. And that was long before any thoughts of a fracking ban or anything like that. So I can skip ahead a little bit, but...
So you had a pretty good working knowledge of hydraulic fracturing and all that. You knew you knew how it worked and so forth.
Well, I was learning then. You were learning. But remember, it's so hard, you know, like, it's hard to remember everything that was happening at the time. It wasn't just in Denton. We were hearing about this now, but they were already fracking out in Parker County and Wise County, different places. So there'd be little news articles about, you know, and there's kind of a well-known case about someone getting their wells contaminated in Parker County and being able to light their tap water on fire. So I remember the first time I saw that. Again, that was before the movie Gasoline or anything, just YouTube videos of people saying, like, look, and running their tap water and lighting it on fire, you know? So... I now could speak like the details of the hydraulic fracturing process, but at that time I was, you know, we were all learning and we were all nervous about what it was and why it needed to go by the hospital and why it needed to be in the park and something like that. And that kind of what do I want to say? It's like that kind of, that foreshadows, right? It's like if they had been fracking out, not right in the center of the city, it wouldn't have been protested. It wouldn't have been on our radar. But just from the get, the industry was so blatant like that. So in your faces, so like, I'm fracking in this park, you know, from the beginning.
That was an issue that had, that was brought up by someone else who was in the movement at that time. And it, they did say it was kind of an out of sight, out of mind thing, mm-hmm. until it came to Denton.
It was blatant. It
didn't really become a huge issue until, because it impacted, it had to do with zoning laws and land use and right. such as that.
I've talked to people that work in the industry that, and at this time they didn't, but now my family works in the industry, but they did not during this time, so it's a newer thing. I've talked to people that work in the industry that supported the Denton fracking ban because they thought that the proximity to houses was crazy. Like, they were like, yeah, I mean, we need the oil, we need whatever, I work out in the fields, but that is the point, that it's, like, away from residents. They couldn't believe. So those are people that weren't necessarily against fracking or oil and gas infrastructure, but they couldn't believe how blatant it was here in Denton. And remember, at that time, I was at UNT, and there was fracking on the college campus. Mm-hmm. You know? It was everywhere. It was everywhere.
By the stadium.
That's why, yeah, which is where I live. So, I mean, it's everywhere. It was so prolific everywhere. So I can fast forward a little bit, but yeah, I think there's pieces of the story that other people won't be able to share with you because they weren't there for those pieces, you know, and that first story is kind of one of them.